John Hansen in for Bob just for a few more minutes, and I want to bring in Cam Buckner. He represents Illinois' 26th congressional district, state district here in the Illinois House. He's also the chairman of the Black Caucus. Cam, good to chat with you again.
Hey, John, how are you this morning,
my friend? I am doing good. Are we going to have a new speaker today or what?
We hope so. It seems that that's where the tea leaves have taken us.
All right, well, read the tea leaves for us. Where are we going?
Well, yeah, so, I mean, 2 days ago, or yesterday, actually, Speaker Madigan decided that he would suspend his campaign for Speaker after realizing that, he could not get to the requisite 60 votes that is needed per the Illinois Constitution to become Speaker of the House or to retain his speakership. So at that point, the Black Caucus, the Progressive Caucus, the Latino Caucus, the LGBTQ Caucus, we all kind of decided to step back and look at our options. And the Black Caucus spent some time yesterday speaking and talking to each other and trying to figure out who it is that we could put our support behind. And we came up with one of our own, Representative Chris Welch from the 7th District, which is Maywood, Hillside, a lot of the western suburbs. We endorsed him last night unanimously as a caucus, and we look forward to putting his name into nomination tonight when we caucus as a larger Democratic caucus.
Do you have 60 votes amongst the caucuses you just mentioned that came together, or are you going to need some more moderate parts of your party to go along with this too?
Yeah, this will be definitely a tapestry, a coalition. There's 22 members of the Black Caucus. There are 9 members of the Latinx Caucus. And there are a bunch of, about 20 or so progressive folks who we need to talk to. But there also will be moderates and downstate Democrats who we have to get under, the tent to make it happen. But I'm very confident that we can do that.
Yeah, what are those conversations like? I mean, especially after yesterday. I mean, yes, he didn't get to 60, but he still got the most votes compared to others. Are they tough conversations, or did the speaker saying, "Hey, I'm suspending my campaign," at least loosen things up? The ketchup bottle analogy comes to mind a bit.
Yeah, I think it's been loosened a lot. John, as human beings, we're often captured by the past, right? And we do things the way that they've always been done because that's the only way we know how to do them. And so, Speaker Madigan has been in power, has held the gavel for, as long as I've been alive, and I'm 35 years old. And, people are used to that. So this takes some time for folks to realize that things have to be different, but as our cases are new, like Abraham Lincoln says, so we must think anew and act anew.
What will Chris Welch do differently than Speaker Madigan?
I think one thing that is really impressive about Chris is that he is once again a coalition builder. He represents the western suburbs, but he has a great understanding of the issues in the city. He understands the issues in southern Illinois and places like the Metro East, the St. Louis suburbs and down in places like Cairo and Carbondale. I think Chris really wants to bring this caucus together. And I've even seen him work very well with Republicans on the other side of the aisle. I think Chris brings a very fresh approach and a very he's what I call a player coach, right? He wants folks to be able to be in their best position and use what their skill set is in order to move the whole state along. And so, I think that there were some good things that happened under the Madigan years, and I think that those good things we're going to build on them. Whatever did not work in the past, we'll discard those and we'll move forward.
All right, I'm doing quick math on my paper, which is never good, Cam. I'm not very good at this, Representative Buckner. So you tell me, by 5 o'clock, by the end of the day, is Chris Welch going to be the new Speaker of the Illinois House?
Well, listen, John, we've been having some very late nights here in Springfield. It will not be 5 o'clock. I can almost guarantee you that, because we still got legislation to pass. We still got things to do to wrap up the 101st General Assembly before the 102nd General Assembly starts tomorrow. At noon, but I do think that at some point tonight, or maybe very early in the morning, that Chris Welch will hopefully be the next Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives.
Representative Buckner, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John. You take care, brother.